For 35 years, Eddie van der Kirken has been a sales consultant for video, test, and measurement equipment, TV transmitters, and RF equipment, and has managed sales teams. He obtained his MSEE degree in electronics from the Erasmus University College in Brussels, Belgium. Eddie is fluent in 5 languages. In Belgium, he was responsible for the sales of Rode & Schwarz test and measurement products for video and TV applications. In 2001, he moved his family to the U.S. to expand the Rode & Schwarz U.S. sales as the director of sales. He also headed the USA broadcast division of radio frequency systems, where he was actively engaged in the DTV repack. Eddie founded his own business in 2014, Sorcerer LLC, reselling test and measurement equipment for the U.S. broadcast market. Sorcerer LLC is based in Dallas and is a family business. Eddie's dog, Colin, heads up the security department. Fun fact, Eddie can always recommend the best Belgium beers. It's just another service he provides. Please welcome Eddie.
Hello, good morning. Can you all hear me? I guess yes. I also used to be a sergeant in the Army, so my voice carries. So thank you for attending my small presentation here. As I was introduced, I've been in test and measurement quite some time, and I still am. And I'm glad to be able to tell you a bit about what is going on these days in test and measurement land for broadcast. Do I click on something for the next page, or? That was left out. The right arrow? Yes. So, I was already introduced, so we can skip this. This is my company. As you can see, we have plenty of people. And that was, as was pointed out, Colin heads the security, and he does a marvelous job. So, today, I'm the marketing guy, as you can see. If you need the sales guy, you will have to give him a call. Let's start with some video. That's where TV starts. So if you're thinking about the problem that you're in the studio or you have SDI or analog video running around somewhere and you want to check it or you want to generate it someplace and you don't want to spend too much money on that, one trip at the IBC show in Amsterdam, I found these guys. They're called Digital Forecast. They're from South Korea. And nobody knows about them. They have a catalog of converters, you know, SDI to this and HDMI to that and so forth. But they have two special models of converters that also have a video screen on them. So this is only like, you know, it's a very small item. And so you could use it as a video monitor or a video generator. It does that. And it also converts between ports. So the smaller unit has SDI and HDMI, and the larger unit also includes VGA and analog. And so it's pretty neat. You can hook it up to the signal that you want to check, and it automatically also converts to these other formats. So that can be handy both. In case you want to just check on something, or if you want to convert something, or even if you want to use it as a test generator. They sell in order of magnitude of about $1,000, so they don't break the bank. They need an AC power adapter connected to them, but they have some screws in the back where you could screw in a battery adapter and plug in like a Canon battery or something and work of that. But they were originally not made to be portable. They were originally made to be converters, so that's why. If you want to spend a little bit more money, there is a manufacturer out of England. They are called Fabrics. It's because Phil Adams created this and he called it his brick or his bricks. So it's Phil Adams bricks. He has generated a few portable items, and they are different models because they can do different things, but basically, they again can have analog in and outputs, they can have SDI in and outputs up to 3G. One has an SFP port, so you can plug in SFPs and have IP as well, up to 10G. So for SMT2110 or 2022-6, you can use these. And again, those handhelds are both a generator for test signal, and they are an analyzer. So they will give you not just a picture, but vectorscope, waveform monitor, 16 audio channels, Dolby, you know, all those things. So they're very versatile, and they are battery operated. So they go anywhere between $3,000 and $7,000, depending on what you need. And then often these days, people will start asking about 12G, 25G IP, and so forth. So they created another model. They still call it portable because it kind of is. It's a really high-speed SDI and IP generator and analyzer. They mounted the screen in front of it, and they also, there is a battery in the back that you can see in the picture, but it is there, so therefore it becomes portable. But it's a really nice piece. It works great. Lately, Fabrics was sold to Leader, so you can also find them with Leader, but it's still branded as Fabrics. So once you compress, you come to Transport Stream, ASI, and the smallest product I have found comes from a Dutch manufacturer. This is the size of a Zippo lighter. Has two mini BNC connectors on them, and they give you cables to normal BNCs. It is a simple transport stream monitor, so it has an input and an output. You can also record and replay because you connect it to your computer. And you load the software, you drive the unit, it's your interface, but the interface fits in your pocket. So it's a pretty nice piece to have. They go for slightly over $1,000, so again, they're not expensive. They can be very useful to have when suddenly you are in need of a transport stream test pattern, test stream, or you want to look at what is in your transport stream. The better known guys for this are DECTEC, and I'm sure many people of you here have DECTEC products in their lab or in their little briefcase that they carry. They are mainly known, again, for transport stream probes and for an RF probe, which is the one in the middle, which has a transport stream input and an RF input for 8VSB, ATC1. And then they have created a bunch of software applications that you load onto your computer, and you look again at the transport stream content, and you could record and replay. They're slightly more expensive. They start like at $1,800, and here it depends a bit on what software you want to go with the product. There is variation. I want to mention they just came out with a new product, which is that, I don't know how to describe the thing, but it looks like, I always call it an inverted screwdriver, if that even exists. It is an RF probe that takes all worldwide standards, including ATC3, and again, just like the probe in the middle, is able to show you that RF signal, but also demodulate and give you the content of the transport stream and so forth. So it's a new item they have in their portfolio. It ain't cheap. It goes close to $5,000, so you can't say that it's a cheap tool, but depending on if you need something very, very portable to do some ATC1 and ATC3 measurements, that could be a very good tool as well. Then there is the big guys, and I know Ralph is sitting over there from Triveni, so I have to be careful what I say. If you want to look at your transport stream or RF channels or more and everything at the same time and monitor to 24/7, and foremost, know everything there is to know about what is in these transport streams down to the last little bit and flag, then you need to get a Triveni Digital. They do everything. I don't know if there's any product in the world that goes deeper into streams and monitors it better than they do. And they give you thumbnails, they will do 24/7 monitoring, you get alarms, you get all kinds of things that you can set up so that when things go wrong, you get notified. And also they record it so you can look back in time what happened when, make reports. Very useful, a little bit more expensive. I won't mention any pricing, but Ralph can. But that is always my strongest recommendation when people say, how about a really good transport stream monitor, a really good transport stream analyzer? These are them. There is other smaller things on the market as well. There's a French company called Enensis. They have several probes. They have one that is merely also a transport stream analyzer. They have an RF catcher. That's a pretty different box. It enables you to record the RF, like a spectrum analyzer would do, but actually it records it and you can replay the RF and recreate it. So that is when, for instance, you want to do some lab work on a receiver, but you don't want to go out in the field all the time to capture real life signals. So you go capture real life signals once in the field, you bring them back in the box to the lab, and you can replay it over and over and do your tests over and over. They also have the referee. That's a compact tool that has both, again, transport stream and RF inputs. They created that mainly because it has a GPS receiver in it, and the main task of that box is you take it out, connect it to a computer in a vehicle with an antenna on the roof, and you make field strength measurements. And so it is very good at getting you all the data of where your signal is best or worst around your station. They also have monitoring equipment that fits into an 18-inch rack. And again, they just monitor all the main RF and transport stream and IP data and will send out alerts when something is off. Ooh, yeah. More monitoring. Another Spanish company is Promax. They have some handhelds that I will talk about a bit later. But they also do monitoring. So we have here a few items, one channel, eight channels, 16 channels of monitoring capability. Again, it can be RF, it can be transport stream and so forth. It's kind of the same story as a lot of the other products, but it is another good product on the market. I do always want to include this because they're probably on the cheaper end of the spectrum. And so when again, you want to do some monitoring, but you don't have a big budget, this is the solution that comes up first. It has probably the least features, but also it doesn't break the bank. Think like $3,000-$4,000, order of magnitude to get started. It's always, not always about the RF or the transport stream. Sometimes it's about content. People also worry about the fact that, my RF is there and my transport stream is there, but what I didn't know is there's something wrong with my closed captioning. Or there was a moment where there was no signal. Or, I missed some SCUTI triggers for my commercials and I didn't know that. So things like that. So content related. There is also a company that does monitoring 24/7. It's Vela. You might have heard of them. They reside in the US. They make a multi-channel monitoring system that looks over all these content possible issues and gives you alerts on that. They do log everything for 24/7, so you can go back in time when somebody has a complaint or they claim their commercial wasn't played or it was in bad quality. You can go back and look at that and you can make reports to go back to them and say, look, this is what we have on our server. This is what we did. The content was there. We did it 7 times a day. What do I know? They have some special features where they enable the user to put special keywords into the system. Let's just say we're not in California here, so but I'll do it anyway. Earthquakes might be a topic, right? So you can tell the system to look for the word earthquake. And when that happens, not on your channel necessarily, but on any of the other channels that you are monitoring, because you can do multiples, the system will tell you that on, you know, channel 8, they mentioned earthquake. Maybe somebody should look at that, because maybe there's something going on that we don't know and we need to tell the news guys. So things like that are possible with the system. So they can do weird things sometimes that are very nifty and can be very useful. All right, so some more RF now. If you want to commission a transmitter these days, ATC1 or ATC3, it used to be that most of the installers or the transmitter manufacturers would end up bringing a Rohde & Schwarz CTL. I know, I was with them, so. But that's the best known box to do really good work on a transmitter. It's a TV analyzer that kind of does everything and very well. And in the ATC1, 8VSB days, that was the box where you could switch off the equalizer function, so you can measure the pure transmitter without any corrections. And since the ETL is coming to end of life and they don't have an ATC3 function in it, there is one company from Canada, they're called Avatec, that has made the only unit on the market right now where you can still do a commissioning or a full transmitter check, or maybe in the factory of if you're a transmitter manufacturer, where you can check the quality of what your transmitter produces. And so that is this, they have several tools, but usually people end up with the one on the left top, which Avatec calls portable, but you still need to connect a computer to it, so you can carry it around, but it's not a standalone unit. Any case, that is the one and only RF analyzer for ATC1 and ATC3 where the equalizer is switchable. And so if they come up with another tool to do your transmitter commissioning, they're gonna measure corrected information. Which happens with every receiver. Normally, every analyzer does that. And also, every TV set will use that pre-correction. But not this. So they're not cheap. They go easily between, you know, $15,000 and $20,000 for the unit. But you might not have to buy it. The installer, the guy that comes to do the commissioning, or the manufacturer might bring it along and, of course, use it for you. More RF, spectrumalizers are something that are sought after. And again, people are looking for a really good spectrumalizer and not too cheap, not too expensive. I always look for portable units, but then I always end up with the Anritsus and Keysights and Rohde & Schwarzes again, and well, you can buy that from those manufacturers. I look for other things and I can't find a good portable unit. But I did find this. Aronia is a German company. They're from the opposite end of Germany, not Munich, but close to Luxembourg. They make real-time spectrum analyzers that I find very interesting. Their basic unit goes up to 6 gigahertz. It's a little block. It's like a cigar box. You connect it also to your laptop, to your PC, and they will stress that it has to be a very new, very powerful one, like quad-core at least. You know, don't take an old computer out of a drawer somewhere. What it does is it doesn't sweep. It makes real-time measurements, meaning it uses FFT to do that. With bandwidths that are at least 40 megahertz wide, and for broadcast, that's more than wide enough to have a real-time analyzer. So they are amazingly fast. Their units are now going up to, they call that 3 terahertz per second, so you must understand if if you would be looking at 3 megahertz bandwidth, you would have a million measurements a second. That's why you need that quad core or better computer, because it pumps 5 gigabit per second data over 2 USB lines to that computer. And only then can you do measurements. So I'm gonna put up the next slide, and I don't know if I can start that. Let's see if that works. Oh yes, it does. So this is a small example. You can see how the screen on the laptop behaves. This is a shot that was made during the landing of the Blue Origin 2 years ago. These people wanted to make sure that nobody was interfering with their communications, so they wanted to do real-time, instant checkup of the spectrum. And this is what happened. I don't know if I can maybe do it again. Yes, there you go. So look into the top screen gives you the spectrum analyzer. The middle screen is a histogram, and the bottom part is a waterfall screen. But do look, and as you will be able to see, you really see that it's almost back in the analog days of spectrum analyzers, where you can not just see the envelope of your RF, but you can see the content below it, which with a normal digital analyzer you don't, because they just measure the peaks or the average, but you don't see like if there is an interferer or some other signal modulated beneath the signal itself. So they are very powerful, they're very fast. They operate a little different from any other analyzer. They give you kind of a whole set of Lego blocks that have all kinds of different functions, and it's up to you to put the Lego blocks in the right order and create what they call a mission. A normal analyzer has just a setup that you store and recall. They do it slightly differently. But it's a great tool, and their basic version sells for less than $2,000. So if you are in the market for a spectrum analyzer, you're gonna use it to find maybe interferers or do real quick, real fast measurements, this is a very great tool to have. They also make some antennas, I should mention that. Their name to fame are their directional antennas, so they are logarithmic periodic antennas in a small housing. You will find them with many brands on them because many people have them in their catalogs, but they are made in Germany by Aronia. So that is where they come from, whatever brand it says on them. They do magnetic antennas as well, and they even make preamplifiers that are battery operated. So you charge a preamplifier, you hook it up to the antenna, and then you can use it in the field and you don't need any power supplies. So you have an active antenna to do field strength measurements with or to do signal finding with. And they are capable of carrying this preamplifier. Network analyzers. Everybody probably has some kind of HP 8753 in their lab. And it's always a hassle taking it somewhere else because it weighs a ton or two, and you're afraid of breaking it and so forth. So these days, a lot of the consultants or people that come to measure your line, your antenna, tune a filter, etc., where they need a network analyzer, they will probably be using a tool from Copper Mountain Technologies. They reside in Indianapolis, Indiana. They have a whole set of network analyzers. That's all they do is network analyzers. But they will specialize into the 20 gigahertz and the 40 gigahertz and the 75 gigahertz analyzers and so forth. But again, luckily, they have a few lower frequency units. So the cheapest one and the simplest one they have is the one on the bottom, the TR1300. It's a 1.3 gigahertz unit. So 300 kilohertz to 1.3 gigs. So that fits the broadcast market pretty well. And yes, you can sweep through things, you can use it as a TDR, you can do all kinds of things with it, just exactly like with a normal network analyzer. All the functionality is there, the speed is there, the dynamic range is there, the accuracy is there, so there's nothing wrong to be said about these tools. Ask anybody who has them. But again, you know, you're set for $4,000 and you don't have to put a zero behind that to buy a big box network analyzer. It's slightly different when you go to the top unit. That goes up to 4.5. Some people buy that because it's also bidirectional. So it sweeps in both directions at the same time. Meaning if you're going to tune a filter and you want to make sure that the filter response is the same in both directions, you don't want to find that out after sweeping in one direction, tuning it perfectly, and then swapping the cables and then seeing that, oh, the filter doesn't look the same in this direction. That's not good. So if you want a bidirectional unit, it's the one on the top. But that ups the budget to about $12,000. So they do also autocal, just like the big boys. So if you hate doing the calibration with all the opens and shorts and, you know, putting them on and taking them off, and this doesn't fit well, and I fear I'm damaging the connectors, don't fear. They have AutoCal units as well. You just connect them once, you press AutoCal, and your whole network analyzer is calibrated again. So they also make half network analyzers. Because in some cases, if you only need one port, like you're going to look at an antenna, you only need one connector anyway. There's no second connector. So they make a probe that has the signal generator, the bridge, and the receiver all on the same port, so that when you connect it up, it will sweep whatever you connect to it, and the signal will come back partly. So you can do your reflection measurement, return loss measurement, visuar, time domain, reflectometer function, distance to fault, whichever you might need to do in a one-directional measurement with one port. These are handy, and they cut the price in half. So, you know, could be good to have. This is one of the tools that if you ever bump into Doug Lung, for those who know him, he'll say, I don't need a network analyzer, I just need this. You know, I don't sweep filters, he says. No, I can do everything with this. No. Power sensors, again, I sell them to customers from Rohde & Schwarz and Keysight, and anybody who makes power sensors, even mini circuits these days makes a power sensor. But Ladybug, I know it's a funny name, but then again, my company name is funny as well, so can't blame them. Ladybug, I think they're in Ohio, if I'm not mistaken. They make also power sensors, and again, they are selling it to the military and to the industry in California for 20 gig, 40 gig, 80 gig, you name the frequency, they make it, usually with smaller connectors. But again, they have a basic version, as they call it, which only goes up to 8 gigahertz. Oh boy. But again, 1 megahertz to 8 gigahertz, that's something that we can use for broadcast transmitters. And I like them because they have a very high dynamic range. As you can see, they work from minus 60 to plus 26 dBm. So that's 86 dB range. That's enormous for a power sensor. So I like it. They go for about $3,000. So yeah, that's the price of a power sensor. And they can be used together with Copper Mountain Technologies if you want to calibrate the network analyzer for power level. They have a software that works together with these sensors so that you have leveled out your network analyzer. Portable TV analyzers. That's actually the stuff that I like the most. And you'll see I have the most slides on it. They go fast, though. So I'm coming back to Promax. These are Spanish guys. They make worldwide standard TV analyzers, portable, you know, there's a battery, there's a screen, there's buttons, there's touch screens, and they will allow you to do most of your work that you might need to do at a TV station. So they have a new model, the one on the top, it's called the Atlas. It has everything, but they start out with cheaper models, like if you only want to do some satellite works connected to your LNB, look at what comes back out of the LNB. They have units for that, and then they start having more and more and more functionality up to the point where you have basically everything you might ever want in an analyzer. So let's give you a little list. So they will include like a 6 gigahertz RF spectrum analyzer, enable you to look at both ATC1 and ATC3 signals. And when I say look at that, you know, you get a whole slew of measurements from the spectrum down to having audio and video. They do the same for satellites. So they offer DSS, DVB-S, DVB-S2, DVB-S2X, cable works, even for the US standard. They have IP inputs, they do over the top. It works for MPEG 2, 4, 264, 265, so up to HEVC, and you can get 4K UHD video out of the HDMI port. They do include an ASI analyzer as well that you can use as a recorder and a player and as a monitor, because you can drive the unit manually, but you can also remote control it. They do include FM and RDS measurements as well. They have there's an input for RF, but there's also an input for ASI, and there's an input for SDI. So again, if you want to check just to see whether, oh, is there a signal on this supposedly 3G SDI cable, you can check that. And then they have a reference input, and they have a GPS antenna input. So again, would be very handy to take this box out into the field, take it into a vehicle, mount an antenna, connect the GPS, drive around, and make sure that your signal is received where it is supposed to be received. You do the measurement of your field strength. It logs also your position and the time, and you can make nice reports out of Excel, or it'll export a KML file, which you plug directly into Google Earth, and you get a nice overview of your area where you did your measurement with all the measurement points on top of it. Very neat. So I'm going to give you a few ideas. So there are all the ports on the top of the unit, from RF to IP, USB, of course, if you want to take out all the measurements and all the logs that you made that are in the internal memory. You can copy them onto a USB, of course. And here is a few screenshots. So they can make one big screen with something that you selected, or they can divide the screen into three. And every screen, you decide what it is that you want to have in that screen. You can move the screens around. So as you can see, this is actually three times almost the same measurement, but with a selection of a different screen that it has to be the larger screen. Let's go through a few of the possibilities. So, of course, just use it as a plain spectrum analyzer, 5 megahertz to 6 gigahertz, and you drive it just like any other. Set the frequency, set the spans, set your amplitudes, select the bandwidth, put markers on there, make screenshots, and so forth. Or you can maybe do a constellation measurement, both for HVSB or for ATSC3. That is possible. Of course, you can dive into the transport stream. So they will show you a pie chart that indicates what programs are in your stream with what bit rates and what PIDs and so forth. And then, of course, you can also dig into that transport stream, look at all the PIDs, look at all your tables, down to seeing all the information in the PSIP, for instance. So I think there is an example of one that shows the PSIP information there. Oh, Click, all right. So more transport stream screens, of course, you need to be able to monitor. So they monitor all the parameters and will tell you when things are okay or are bad or were bad. So there's also a yellow or orange state where something was wrong, it's okay now, but so you will be able to see because they color it differently. Or maybe you just want to know what all the PIDs do in your stream. So then you get a list with all the PIDs and it says, oh, this is the audio for this channel or whichever. And then in ATSC3, you get slightly more information. Not only you get, of course, a more complex constellation diagram, but you would be able to look into the data that is being transmitted from the bootstrap down to all the PLP information. So you just make a selection as to what it is that is of interest to you, and you get all those parameter settings that are being broadcast. Also, it enables to look at reflections, so at the echoes, and that could be A, because you have reflections and you want to know whether they're going to be hurtful for your signal or not. Or you might have an SFN and you might want to check how far these SFNs are time-wise or distance-wise because you need to synchronize them. These guys then also have manuals, and what I think is really neat, a lot of product manufacturers make this 1 hour video clip on how to use their products, and it's very cumbersome because you're looking for an item that you don't know, and now you have to go through a 1 hour video. And so these guys did the same bidet, they cut it up into, I think at, right now they have 25 videos, which are 2, 3, 4 minutes. So you just look for the one that you say, oh, I want to do an IP measurement. I have a multicast. I need to know what to do, what button to press. So I think that's video 24 or whatever. So you can play just that one and get information on what it is, what you want to do. NS technology, of course, is easy to do very funny things with. Their manual is PDF, and wherever they talk, let's say, about IP measurements, they have a direct link that you click on and you go to the video as well. So that's pretty neat. So there's also a brand. The brand is Gusertl. Nobody can pronounce it, but that's on the bottom of the box there, Gusertl. I just talk about the Hexalon because that's very understandable. So everybody says the Hexalon analyzer. This is another handheld that is already also widespread in the US. They were the first guys to introduce a handheld portable analyzer for ATSC3. So this was introduced about 3 years ago. It is the first unit on the market that could do all these things. They are also Spanish, and I both promote and sell both lines of products, and so both manufacturers want me to stop to sell the other one, you know, because they compete. But I'm telling you this because the weird thing is that I look around the whole world on who makes good analyzers for ATSC1 and ATSC3. And it used to be that you could go to Tektronix, and it used to be you could go to Rohde & Schwarz and all that, and these guys don't do that anymore. So sadly, beyond having that Avatec for doing commissioning work and having a few handhelds for doing all your normal work during the day at your station, there is these three US manufacturers or there's other guys from here or there. They don't exist. So, and I cannot explain why the two manufacturers that make really good analyzers for ATC1 and ATC3 are both in Spain. I can't explain that, but it is what it is. So anyways, you will see a lot of the same features as I just explained for the Atlas for this unit. And yes, they do overlap, like probably 95% of the functionality of these units is the same. And then they have a little number of features that are different in both. So that sometimes makes the cut between what the customer is really most interested in as to which box is the preference. So again, you will see it's a 3 gig spectrumalizer. So in this case, for instance, if you want 4 or 5 gig, yeah, well, then it's the other box. But they have a waterfall display, which the Atlas does not. But they do ATC1, ATC3, everything for satellites, everything for cable, IP. Again, they go all the way up to HEVC, 4K. FM and RDS, same thing. They can be remote controlled and they can serve as monitors, same thing. They do transport stream analyzing, recording, replay. They do have an RF recorder also, like that RF catcher that I showed earlier on. They can really grab 25 megahertz of spectrum and record that. And it goes onto the internal memory, just it's 64 gig, but remember, if you're going to record 25 megahertz wide of RF spectrum, your memory goes very fast. These files are huge when you do that. And then the little thing about it is they don't have a generator in it, so you cannot replay that RF. You have to take the file out and play it in an RF signal generator. And that would be like a Keysight or a Rode or something like that. But it would work. So again, if there is an anomaly and they want to go out and capture that anomaly and bring it back to the lab, this would be a device that could make that capture. Again, they have a GPS antenna input, so you can drive around with it and do your field strength measurements with it, same thing. If you want to know exactly what the little small differences are, I can explain you after, but I'm not going to do that. It's a long list of detailed items. But again, a few screenshots. So you will see that the screens look different. But again, they can blow up the screen to where one screen fills one measurement. And they can divide it into four. They can divide it into six little blocks. And again, in each block, you select whatever measurement you want to have. So there's an example up there with the four screens. So the top three are the small windows with three selections in, and then the spectrumalizer. Or maybe you want six elements. Maybe you want to blow up one of those. And again, transport stream, the content, the tables, the monitoring. Here's a little example of a difference. They do include a transport stream jitter and interval measurement, which the Atlas does not. So if one of your things is we always have issues with PCR jitter, then this box does the PCR jitter measurement. The other one does not. ATSC3, again, constellation diagram, echoes, all the data from bootstrap to PLPs, and any other measurements you might want to do. Again, here including the SFN drift is a measurement that they do if you have an SFN network. Probably not yet, but it might come in the future. Spectrum measurements, these are a few examples here for satellite. So the constellations look different, but again, both units will be able to identify when you connect them to your LNB. They will both be able to drive the LNB with the 13 or 18 or whichever voltage that the LNB needs, take the L-band back, and tell you, I'm seeing Galaxy 18, and this is the constellation, this is the level, this is the MER, carrier to noise, this is the content, if it's not encrypted. But they will do all your satellite measurements as well. A few examples of the spectrumalizer, the normal spectrumalizer or the spectrumalizer with waterfall. Long-term measurements. Some side notes, Wi-Fi analyzer is on there as a feature, IP analyzer is on there. So you can do so many things with these analyzers, it's incredible. You know, it's your RF and IP and transport stream multimeter in one box. So, maybe I'll just say, price-wise, those analyzers, they can go anywhere between like $5,000 and $15,000. It depends on all the options. And first, it's the model that you choose, and then it's the options that you want in them. But again, that's for what they do, that's a very reasonable cost. If you don't have that kind of money, Telavis makes a handheld that can do measurements on ATC-1 and ATC-3. It's the size of a walkie-talkie. It comprises a spectrumalizer. It will be able to also decode the content for 8VSB and for ATSC3 and give you a few measurements, but not much, just like level carrier to noise and MER, constellation diagram next to the spectrum, and that's kind of it. So here are a few screenshots. You can look at constellation, level, spectrum. You have the picture. But don't ask this instrument to also give you a demodulated transport stream and look into that. It won't do that. But as a quick means to check your signal, very useful. The larger analyzers can also be used for FM. I know the question comes up, and I don't have a lot of equipment for FM. You could go to like Inophonics or Diva. But they do include FM and RDS, so you will get screens where you can measure your multiplex, you can look at modulations, see if you are exceeding your modulation or not. The same for the Atlas. You can look at your multiplex, you see all the levels and deviations of everything in your FM. You can decode the RDS. Histogram information on modulation and so forth. So that's about what they do. And now I think I ran 20 seconds over, but this is it. So thank you for your time. I don't know if we can do, maybe if there is somebody with a question, then still do that, but I'll step aside later. So if you have a question for me, you can ask. I have a card. I also have my equipment with me. If anybody wants to see something, we can take it outside and do a quick show of that. But otherwise, thank you for your time and your patience.